it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Barstool Bloodgrinders podcast. My name is Josh. You're going to have to excuse the nasally activity today. I am chalked. I don't know if it's the waking up early to watch the World Cup matches, being around more people with the holidays. I've got some sort of illness, so that is why I'm nasally and congested. To recap, a thrilling weekend of World Cup matches. We're going to start off with Saturday. Groups D and C played their second match days. The thing to note, and again, I'm not going to cover all 12 matches, you know, since I've done the last pod. On Saturday, it was Australia beating Tunisia 1-0, Poland taking care of Saudi Arabia 2-0, France beating Denmark 2-1, and then Argentina beating Mexico 2-0. Things to note from this match day. Kylian Mbappe, of course, scores the 86th minute goal. Of course, it's him to beat Denmark in a match that Denmark had more possession. I felt like they played really solid defensively and then just, you know, came up short. It just sucks because Denmark is, I think, a very good team. They're going to have to prove it, obviously, in their final match day in order to have a chance to move on. They play Australia, who won, which is pretty important, actually, because you want Tunisia to stay on. I think they have 1 point. And so if you're Denmark, you beat Australia, you're in. That's kind of what it comes down to. The other match to note of that day was, you know, Robert Lewandowski scoring his first goal in the World Cup for Poland. They won 2-0 to put themselves at the top of Group C. Meanwhile, Argentina beat Mexico 2-0 with Messi and Enzo Fernandez both scoring for Argentina. Argentina, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about them yet. I still, like, I see them, like, molding in front of our eyes a little bit, like this iteration of Argentina. I don't think they're one of the favorites alongside, you know, France, Spain, Brazil, even Portugal. Like, I just don't see Argentina among that group yet. They obviously have the talent and the potential to get there, but I just don't feel confident with the way they're playing. This is going to be a vital match against Poland. Obviously, they pretty much need to win in order to advance. I think there's scenarios where they could draw. You would just have to hope Mexico and Saudi Arabia both draw. And then I think Argentina would go through on goal. Or is it... Actually, hang on. Let's look up the tiebreakers. I can't remember if it's goal differential or head-to-head. Tiebreakers, World Cup group stage. Let's see what they are. Highest number of points, goal differential, and goals scored. So goal differential, Argentina would likely, in that scenario, they'd have the advantage over Saudi Arabia. If Saudi Arabia and Mexico both drew, or if Mexico won by, like, you know, one goal or two goals, they would have that scenario as well. But to make things just very, very easy for themselves, Argentina should just win. It's easy, right? Sunday, very, very interesting match day. Costa Rica beats Japan 1-0 after losing 7-0 to Spain. Good for them. Morocco, in the surprise of the day, beat Belgium. Although, if you had watched Belgium, you, like, they just, I don't know, they really did miss that golden era of Hazard. Does not look like, is not himself anymore. Lukaku, still somewhat injured, coming alongside the, coming off the bench. And I'm witnessing Portugal just get a penalty in the 90th minute to probably put themselves up 2-0. And Ronaldo's just going to be furious. He came off and doesn't get to shoot a penalty now. Bruno Fernandes is going to have 2 goals probably. It's a tough beat for Ronaldo. Morocco puts themselves in a great position to qualify by beating Belgium. The other match of the day that's... It wasn't like so much surprising. Canada just like... I thought Canada was going to have a pretty decent showing at this World Cup. And I think if you look at the quality of their play in their two matches... I guess it's hard to say that when they lose 4-1. I still think they play decent. They're just not, the talent is not there. Like, they don't have a deep enough talent pool to compete. Croatia wins 4-1. And then the final match of the day, Spain against Germany. I don't know how to feel about these. I'm saying I don't know how to feel because, like, I find it difficult to, like, digest these World Cup matches inadequately, besides basically Brazil and France. Germany felt like they should have won this match. They had more shots on target. I thought, despite having way less possession, they looked a little more potent, especially in the second half. Spain should have had a couple more goals too. Like, I think both teams left goals on the table, especially the Ferran Torres miss. There was an Alvaro Morata miss. And then Germany had a handful of opportunities that I think they would want back. Either way, a draw for Spain is okay. For Germany, that puts themselves in a very tough situation. So Germany has to beat Costa Rica and then hope that Spain take care of Japan is basically what it comes down to, which are both, you know, very feasible scenarios. But this German team is strange. You know, as soon as they bring on a striker, they score. Poor Thomas Müller is just not his preferred position. And it showed. And it looks like Bruno Fernandes does score the penalty. So Portugal up 2-0 over Uruguay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today's matches, just a flurry of insanity. Cameroon-Serbia, 3-3. Preceded by this match was Andre Onana being sent home, basically. Excuse me. I don't know if he was sent home or if he left because of a disagreement in tactics, basically. The way that the Inter goalkeeper likes to play is a little more free with it. He likes to kind of roam with the ball. And that's not what Cameroon wanted. They wanted someone who was going to be more traditional goalkeeper. Oh, this is great. The Uruguay fans are just flipping off Bruno Fernandes and everything. That game is in the 93rd minute. It's over. But Cameroon then went on to concede 3 goals to Serbia. So clearly the goalkeeping change doesn't work out for them. Both of these teams put themselves in a pretty precarious situation, both on 1 point. And then Brazil beats Switzerland in a game without Neymar. Switzerland are very good at absorbing pressure. They had no shots on target. Despite having 46% of the possession, their attack just was not there. Shaqiri was out due to a thigh injury. Neymar was out. Danilo was out. The German attack, there is something still to be desired. I feel like, again, like the lack of training, some of these teams just don't look as clinical and sharp as you would expect. Brazil looked great in match day one because of a couple great moments, but I still feel like there's a level they can go up. And then Ghana and South Korea, Ghana pulling ahead in the second half after a couple of comeback goals from South Korea. That group is something else. They've pretty much, because Uruguay is losing, Uruguay has to really have a lot of, I guess not a lot of confidence. Basically, they're like, a loss isn't horrible for them because as long as they beat Ghana, which is not easy, as we saw Portugal barely be able to do, they have to beat Ghana in order to advance. And as I'm watching this Portugal and Uruguay match, the thing that stuck out to me is like, I thought Uruguay were going to be, you know, potentially a team that could challenge Portugal for the top of this group. They just don't look like it. Like their attack with Darwin and Luis Suarez and Edison Cavani, who got the start over Luis Suarez in this match. Fede Valverde doesn't look like himself outside of the Real Madrid ecosystem. This roster is just a bit strangely constructed for what they want to do. And they're just not good enough, as it seems. They could still advance again with a win over Ghana, but a lot of good football over the last few days. Tomorrow is... it starts the final match days. Group A and B will kick things off. Group A, dual kickoffs at 10 a.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central European time. Ecuador against Senegal is the highlight. I'm going to assume that Netherlands can take care of business against Qatar and book their ticket. But then, in terms of Ecuador against Senegal, this is a winner-takes-all, which is just the best type of match. And in particular, Ecuador only need a draw. They have 4 points. The Senegal's three. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be thrilling. This is like what you, this is what you watch the World Cup for. So that is the 10 a.m. match to watch. And then at 2 p.m., we have Group B wrapping up with Wales against England and U.S. versus Iran. The U.S. versus Iran match will basically determine who goes through in this group with England. Although England technically haven't booked their ticket yet. Like if they lose to Wales and then actually... I think they have booked their ticket. Hang on. Let me do the math. On they technically haven't. So if England lose, and the goal differential is ridiculous. Okay, so it's one of those games. England basically have to lose by like 7 goals and then hope that... and then Iran would have to win as well. Or, yeah. Either way, England are probably going through, and it basically comes down to the U.S. have to beat Iran to go through to the next round after their two draws. Iran only need a draw. The U.S., like, they, this is kind of what they deserve. They deserve a match where they have to actually go out, play positive. They can't play passive for the whole, you know, first or second half. Like, they have to go out there and take this game. They cannot get a 1-0 lead and start playing defensively. They need to score 2 or 3 goals in this match. And they're good enough to do it. Like we saw against England, despite Gareth Southgate's many interesting tactical choices and personnel choices, the U.S. were impressive against England. They were. And they're good enough to go and beat Iran. Whether or not they are confident enough and positive enough with their tactics to do it remains to be seen. But as long as Greg deploys the right mindset, this team should go through. And as an American, it's very exciting. Like they're going to have to earn this, and that's thrilling. Oh, that's all I got. I'm going to go cough, maybe get a nose, you know, some freaking cough drops or something. Portugal almost just scored again. They're really starting to open it up now. Diego Alonso's team is in trouble. Great stuff from the World Cup. This is the last of the match day twos for these teams. Tomorrow kicks off the final match days for all the groups throughout the end of this week, and then we'll kick off the knockout stage. So going to be fascinating stuff. Everyone, thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.